So I tell people, right, the Philippines, like when you hire a virtual assistant, you're making an investment into your company. It's like any other investment, right? So, you know, we purchase something, we purchase a software, and we know that for 6 months, 12 months, that software is just going to increase our workload, right? We're just going to go and put all this stuff in the software. There's all these meetings. And then 1 year or 6 months later, the software is now working and finally we can breathe and sit back. The Philippines is like that, right? Initially, the workload is there's a cost expense, and the biggest cost expense is having... And the biggest cost expense is having managers in the Philippines, right? If you don't do that, then you're their manager. Basically, you become their supervisor, so your workload permanently increases, right? And the second piece of it is the systems and processes. Yes. So if you do not have a person in the United States in your organization, maybe you, maybe somebody that works with you, that's obsessed about systems and processes, hire one in the Philippines to do that.
Oh.
Right? Hire somebody over there that is obsessed about systems and processes and charts and benchmarks and weekly reports. Yeah. Hire somebody there, because that's how this works. Everything in life is an investment. And if you don't want to change the way you work, hire somebody that will change the way they work so you don't have to change. Now, ideally, the best thing you could do is actually be more organized, be more structured, spend more time. But I'm not suggesting that that's where you start. Eventually, what will happen is you'll get better at that. But you don't have to be more organized. You just have to be willing to commit to having managers in the Philippines. And that's the difference between my virtual assistants being incredibly efficient and anyone else's. The other piece of this is, understand this. Technology is still cheaper than virtual assistants. Okay? So I'll give you an example, but there's hundreds of examples. So I currently spend over $100,000 a year on cloud software, of which more than $50,000 is spent just on the Philippines team software. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll give you an example. So we have a predictive dialer software called Phone Burner, right? And Phone Burner is a high velocity dialing software, which basically when you're talking with somebody, it's still dialing the next person. And as soon as you hang up, it basically has already connected you to the next person. By doing that, there's no time in between, right? You're just going from phone call to phone call to phone call. And it's so smart that if it goes to voicemail, it'll leave a voicemail that you've pre-recorded already. And you'll never have that call. It's doing that call on its own. It's when it finds a live person that it immediately, within an eighth of a second, switches to you. Now, you might say, why do you need this if you have an army in the Philippines at $6 an hour? The answer is because technology is still cheaper than those people. So never, never say, oh, no, I can replace technology with cheap people in the Philippines. The short answer is, it's the combination that's the best. So we pay for a number of Phone Burner licenses, and we do what is known as power dialing. Power dialing is a process of sitting down on Monday and saying, what do we want to say to our top investors this week, right? We want to go out to them and talk with them. Well, we want to let them know about X, Y, and Z webinar that we're doing. Or we want to thank them because a project just ended and we want to personally call them and talk with them. So now we go into our software, we extract a list from our main software. We don't want to call everybody in the software. There's 58,000 people there. We extract a list, and sometimes a list is 60 people, sometimes it's 600 people. And then we've put that list into the software. And before we turn the software on, we have these buttons that we add in so that the person that's on the phone, they're not typing anything. They're just clicking on buttons. So this way they have very high velocity and very high outcomes. And this also means that we know exactly how many calls they took, because for every call, they had to press a bunch of buttons. Make sense? One button could say something like, not currently looking to invest. Another button was not happy with us. Another button could be delighted, look ready to invest. Mm-hmm. All of those buttons at the end of the session will get exported, that will lead to other action items. For example, all the delighted, ready to invest would be handed over to the US-based manager to make a phone call the very next day. These kinds of systems and processes are something that creates astonishing speed and efficiency within the company.
I love that. Oh my God. You should write a book. I know you mentioned that, you know, you try to do the presentations, and in those presents, by the way, guys, everybody listening and watching us, please, please, please write their name down. If you don't know, my very good friend, my like a brother, very close, we live nearby, you know, Neil Bawa, N-E-A-L, Neil Bawa, B-A-W-A. Please subscribe to his YouTube channel. And then also so many great things on his website, Gropectus right there.
Gropectus, and then Multifamily University. So what we do is multifamilyu.com is where we store our webinars. So the one that I was just talking about is called 10X Your Business Using Virtual Assistants, and that's stored there. It has over 30 step-by-step instructions on how to hire them, how to recruit them, how to manage them.
Wow, guys, please do that for yourself. I know I've been using virtual assistants for 29, 30 years. I mean, they have fueled our growth. Same thing for Neil also, because they are the ones. If you don't have an assistant, you are the assistant. Look in the mirror. I tell to everybody, you know, hey, you have an assistant. They said, really? I do? I said, yeah. How many times during the day
you're doing this? I love it.
$5 an hour. Or $10 an hour. And when you're talking to customers and brokers and finding deals and all that, then you are making $200 an hour or $500 or $1,000 an hour. But during the day, how much menial things, not menial, things that somebody else can do better than you. So please, please, please go for virtual assistants, international assistants. We're going to talk about one more thing also. Neil, you know, we talked about this zero carbon, carbon neutral. You shared with me, bro, and I am totally on it. And I know last year, we're going to do it again. Charity Water is another organization. They give to 29 different countries, you know, clean water with hand pumps and all, and then building schools and all. But this is carbon neutral. Tell us more about it. Yeah.
So Vinny, in May 2022, so May this year, I achieved what I consider one of the biggest milestones in my life. I became net carbon neutral for my entire lifespan, right? And I did that, by the way, because I strongly believe we're harming the planet with, you know, CO2 and methane emissions. And my own highly extravagant lifestyle is contributing to that harm, right? And I've made myself feel better. I've installed solar panels on my roof. But the problem is data science. I have a data science background, and my math brain is telling me.
Hi, you are listening to Syndication Made Easy podcast. We will be right back after this short break.
Hi, thank you so much. This is Vinny Chopra, and thank you for subscribing to my podcast and YouTube channel and Facebook pages and all the great things and LinkedIn. Connect with me. I come live to you every Friday at 9:30 Pacific with Vinny and Bo Show. Please also look at that. And also the podcast, which is my apartment syndication made easy. The book I wrote a couple of years back became international top seller on Amazon International now. And then we like to bring great guests for you every week or twice a week sometime to give you a lot of great knowledge. So please subscribe. You give us 5-star reviews on the iTunes. The better the guests we can, you know, bring, and our ranking will go higher also. Thanks again for following us and really getting the most out of it. Please comment, like, share, because we would love to bring better and better material for you.
And my math brain is telling me that those solar panels, they're really a drop in the bucket, and the bucket is really very big. So a while ago, I started figuring out how to calculate my net carbon neutral impact in the world. And I used data from an MIT carbon study to figure out that the typical American causes a stunning 20 tons of carbon dioxide. That's 44,000 pounds to be pumped into the atmosphere each year. That's 5 times the world average. So America is the most polluting nation on earth on a per capita basis. And even worse, online calculators, you know, they made me naked, Vinny. I mean, my lifestyle choices are big SUV, heavy international travel, big house. And so that made me an even bigger polluter, 50% more than the typical American. So I was pumping 30 tons of carbon dioxide into the air every year. So I became obsessed with figuring out how to become carbon net neutral. So first I studied solar panels, but they were too expensive. Plus at 25 years, they've only got a third of my expected life expectancy, right? If I'm going to live for 75 years and the panels only live for 25, then I'm not really solving the problem for my lifestyle, for my life. Then I started looking at trees and I really, really hit the jackpot, right? One tree pulls 48 pounds of carbon out of the atmosphere each year and replaces it with oxygen, right? Wow. Certain kinds of tree pull out even more. So math told me that a typical American needed to plant 918 trees, 918, to become carbon neutral for life, because the trees are there. Remember, you're only going to be around for 75 years. The tree, an average tree, lives for over 300 years. Mm-hmm. Some trees live for 2,000 years, right? So as a mega polluter, I couldn't go with that 918. I had to go higher than that. So my number came out to 1,379 trees. And they had to be trees of a certain kind, because not all trees stick around for a long time. Not all trees give out that you know, suck in that much carbon. So I started researching, you know, places that were basically building these new forests using those certain kinds of trees. And I researched India, Brazil, and China. Unfortunately, I didn't like any of those organizations because it seems like the trees were not surviving. The survival rate was very low because of logging, because of them not taking care of it. And so the perfect solution, the final solution, which made me very happy, was actually found here in the US, in the state of Vermont. There is an amazing company called a nonprofit called One Tree Planted. That's onetreeplanted.com. And they're super efficient. Their donors match donation. They partner with the U.S. Forest Service. They get saplings for free. And then they have volunteers plant the trees at a shockingly low cost of $1 per tree. A buck per tree, right? And they're planting the right kind of trees, and they're planting them in California and Florida and Oregon in these protected lands. And they're partnered with the US Forest Service to make sure that those trees grow. So their output rate is almost 100%. In certain areas, when they plant 100 trees, they actually end up with 110 because those trees have babies, right? So they have a very high rate. And so I have paid $1,379 to One Tree Planted, and they planted a mini forest in my name in British Columbia. And then I went ahead and did it for all of my employees. So we went and did it, made all of our employees carbon net neutral. And we are now this year making 50 of our top investors carbon net neutral. So that's our goal. At the end of the year, we'll have 50 investors that will be carbon net neutral. And these are our top 50 investors. And so I'm on a mission to tell this story to more people, because this is insanely efficient. I was about to pay $88,000 for solar panels to a library in Wisconsin, because I felt that was the most efficient way. But I wasn't happy about the fact that we only got 25 years out of these panels. Mm-hmm. But when I found the trees, I was like, anyone can afford this. It's one time, spend $918. And your total impact, your total carbon impact on the planet, gone for life. That is astonishing.
It's very astonishing. I mean, it's so within the limits of reach of every person.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we are saying this is $918 in 1 year, maybe, or 2 years, whoever cares, right?
Yeah, 1 year, 2 years, 12. 3 years, take 10 years, right? But at the end of that time, for the next 300 years, you're going to be pumping oxygen into the atmosphere, right? It's so amazing. And I know this solution doesn't work for every single person on the planet, because it really works because of the U.S. Forest Service protected forests and their partnership with One Tree Planted. But hey, it could work for millions of Americans, right? Good. And you have to get started somewhere. And I felt so happy. I felt a weight lift off. You know, when I'm flying from San Francisco to Dubai on a plane that's going 10,000 miles and I'm in business class, I now know just how horribly polluting that is. But I can say, you know what? I'm taken care of. I have taken care of this problem, and I'm continuing to donate more trees. And so anyone that's listening to this podcast, send me an email and I'll match you one-on-one. However many trees you want.
Me too. Yeah. I think we're going to do that. Definitely, Neil.
You know,
please send to Neil. He'll match one-on-one, and we'll match one-on-one. I will. And my organizations. You know,
it's so critical. It's so critical. And this is really not about politics. No. Obviously, this is not about whether we should be, you know, shutting down oil rigs. I'm very opposed to that. I believe that, you know, shutting down oil rigs to plunge our economy into chaos and, you know, take our gas to $7 so that poor people can die is a stupid idea. I think we need to transition. We need to be careful. We need to take our time and transition to clean energy over time instead of doing idiotic things like shutting off oil. So it's not about politics. It's about the fact that something horrific is happening. Remember, there is no planet B. There is no planet B. We've only got one shot.
We only have one planet, brother, right here. For a short span, we are here 75 or 100 years. I mean, I would really appeal to everybody listening to us. Please, please, please go ahead and email, you know, Neil Bava or myself and just go on the website. I think we are putting a, you know, landing page also, you know, like Vinnie Chopra / I think zero carbon or carbon free, I think is my team was using, just like carbon neutral. Sorry, it's the new word that you said.
Net carbon neutral.
Carbon neutral, we'll design just like it's vinnychopra.com, charity water. So we'll be doing many of these so that really we could make a big impact in this world. You know, it's not what we make or how we live. You know, we can just give it back to our children, our grandchildren with this clean air, with, you know, all these trees planted. You know, thank you, Neil. And I want to go shoulder and shoulder with you, brother. And then let's just spread the word and we could really make big thing out of it when you are speaking and I'm speaking so that, you know, we could get all these woven into our circles, our investors, our, you know, I mean, our salespeople, our brokers, our all these, you know, we make huge commissions. Everybody does, right? In real estate and all. So what's this $918? It's nothing. It's nothing. Nothing. You know, nothing. And we could even do, you know, like 10 times that. That's 10,000 a year. I mean, look at that, 10 lives. You are able to help your family, friends who couldn't afford. You could do it for them.
Yep.
And share with them that, you know, I did this planting of the tree for you so that totally you are zero carbon, you're carbon neutral now. No, this is so exciting. So exciting. No, this
I absolutely adore it. It's a passion of mine. So anyone listening out there that can help in any way in getting this message out, I would love to talk with you. So email me, neal@growcapitus.com. That's the logo behind us. So you have the spelling.com. Send me more information. I'd love to partner with you if you can get this message out there. There's nothing to sell. We're simply sharing good news that basically we can all make a substantial impact, right? We can make 10 times the impact of solar by simply planting trees. And we're not planting the trees. We're simply paying for somebody to plant these in protected forests.
Exactly. And they are well vetted. You know, Neil has done the research and everything. And it's all, it's a, you know, nonprofit. And for $1 a tree, look at that.
It's absolutely astonishing.
Planted in many, many years, it's going to grow. And then maybe 100 trees might even get 110, 120 trees because siblings and all that. So this is fantastic. Neil, thank you for your time, brother. I mean, I would love to get you back again. And there's so much to really learn and teach and everything. So how can people reach you? You just mentioned your email. Is that the best place to reach you then?
Well, the simplest way is I'm the only Neil Bawa on the World Wide Web. So just simply type in N-E-A-L space B-A-W-A and hit enter. If you want to listen to my podcast, I've done about 200 podcast appearances, type the word podcast next to it, or go to my homepage on podchaser.com. So go to podchaser.com and type in Neil Bawa. If you're interested in our webinars, they're all stored at multifamilyu.com. That's multifamily followed by the letter u.com. This is a no-pitch zone. So you basically go in there, you watch these webinars. They're on lots and lots of very interesting topics. I mean, we touched on maybe two of those topics here. There's one on build-to-rent that really explains the build-to-rent phenomenon.
We're going to come back.
Interesting stuff.
Saying, like 2023, we'll be ready to really go out with big bang. So I think that'll be fabulous to have you back again. And
love to be back anytime, Benny.
No, that'll be fabulous. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. You know, if you got a lot out of this really great podcast and the video, it's on YouTube channels and everything. I hope you like, give us 5-star reviews and write it out also, you know, what you like, what you don't like, so that, you know, we can really make our podcast really reach millions of people. So thank you again for your time. I know we break it up in 3 portions for a reason, because not everybody has 1 hour to really go through everything. So we break it up in 3 pieces, and it's in iTunes, Stitcher, you name it, everywhere it's there, Spotify, YouTube. And then of course, Brother Neil is going to get all the raw footage of this recording today so that his team can also take this footage and design their own things. And let's just make it a better world. Thank you again, and God bless you. See you next time. Thank you again, you know, for joining Vinny Chopra this week on this podcast. And please subscribe, share, give comments, and give 5-star rating if you can on iTunes, because that really helps a lot for us to bring great guests. And also, iTunes raises our rankings up. And I hope you have been really happy with Vinny Chopra and team, who are able to bring great information. If you would like to invest with us, please go ahead and go to vinnychopra.com/invest. Thanks again. God bless you.